your thoughts on some of the roster cuts you had to make and how difficult it was. And do you feel like defensive line with having five is something where you'd ideally like to have at least one more?
I would say that anytime you have to release guys that have put a lot of work into it and given you everything they've had, you know, you could go down the list of names that we released. Every guy really put time into this thing, and these things are tough, but the rule says you have to get down to 53 in a 10-man practice squad, and that's what we did. And every decision is made in the best interest of the team. Every position is evaluated on a week-to-week basis, including the practice squad. It's always evaluated. This will be probably the 53 that we go into the first week with here, but you know, those things can change. But this is the best 53 that we feel like we have right now.
Bill, can you talk about putting Savage on IR?
Yeah, that's a tough decision, John. We felt like the length of the injury, you know, he got driven into the turf pretty good, and so his shoulder, even though it didn't require surgery, it's his throwing shoulder, and it was going to be a 6-week or longer injury. And so based on first of all, the player, what's in the best interest of the player, that's what we think about first, and then what's in the best interest of the team, that's the decision we made.
Is Suofilo back this week?
He's practicing, yep. He was out there today.
How do you look?
You know, like I always tell you, I got to watch the practice tape, but so far it looked like he was, you know, playing left guard and moving okay.
Hey, Bill, you feel okay about Dwayne Brown going in?
I do.
With the cast?
I do.
No limitation?
Nope. That'll be something we have to determine as the week goes on, Tanya.
Bill, some of the players today were talking about if you guys don't make the playoffs after going 9-7, it'll be disappointing to them. That's kind of what they're shooting for. And you've talked about almost isn't good enough. What's your mindset right now with this team and what you expect out of these guys this year?
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
In terms of almost not being good enough?
The Kansas City
Chiefs.
Can't
go past that, yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to have another media lesson in our team meeting tomorrow.
The three undrafted guys that made the 53, Lamb, Mance, and Carlos Thompson, what did you like about them?
Well, I'm not going to get into an evaluation of all three of them, but I will say that they all improved at their own positions. They played tough football. They learned every day. They came to practice every day. They fought through things. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said to Aaron, you know, at this point in time, we feel like this is the best 53, but it's constantly under evaluation. But right now, we felt like those guys were part of our 53.
Bill, do you see a difference?
Go ahead.
Oh. Not many ask about John Weeks, but with the contract extension, you talked about how great it is to continue being here. What can you say about a guy like Weeks?
Very valuable guy on the team. You know, long snappers that are really good like him are hard to find. And I think one of the things that people probably don't know about him is how hard he works. You know, he's in here very early in the morning, 5:30, 5:45 in the morning, working out in the weight room, you know, trying to perfect his snapping, his craft in the weight room, early on the practice field, always watching tape. He's kind of the captain of that line, that punt protection line, as far as directing it and making the calls along with the personal protector. So, you know, he's a very valuable guy, and we're happy to have him.
Bill, does the mindset of a team change from the end of the preseason to this week when you're now prepping? Do you see things change when you're out there today?
Definitely, Dale. I mean, the schedule changes. That's the first thing that changes. You know, you go from practicing in the morning to now you're into a regular season routine where guys are in the building by 7. We're meeting at 7:30, squad meeting at 8, walk through, you know, practice at a different time, 12:45. You know, so everything's a little bit different, and you're getting ready for an opponent. So now everything is detailed to that opponent. It's a game plan offense, game plan defense, game plan special teams. So everything we're doing is game plan for Kansas City. And they're a very, very good football team. We've got players across the board, great coaching staff. So it's a very, very big challenge for our team.
What's it like first day without Hard Knocks cameras in the building?
Probably in my 45 years, probably one of the best days of my life. Next to the birth of my children and my wedding, I guess. No offense to Hard Knocks, though.
Come on, you know you loved it.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of Hopkins now that he's your number one receiver? Talk about your expectations.
Sure. Yeah, we have high expectations for DeAndre. He has high expectations for himself. You know, he's a guy that came back for early training camp because of the injury that he had, the surgery that he had over the offseason. So we brought him back to make sure he was okay, and he took off from there. He's had a really good preseason out on the practice field. You know, he hasn't played a whole lot in the preseason for obvious reasons to me. That's in the best interest of the team. But in the New Orleans game, I thought he made some big plays. And so he's a guy that we're really counting on to have a really good year, and we believe that he will.
Is Clowney ahead of where you thought he'd be for a while, say 2 months ago?
I don't know if he's ahead. I'll say this, John. I like where Clowney's at. I think coming back from that injury, I do think there's a certain day-to-day concept to him. I mean, I think that he's got to go out there, and he's done that. He's strung days together, got to go out there again on Wednesday. Tomorrow they're off and continue to practice and get ready for the Chiefs. But I like where he's at right now.
Well, how much he plays depend on how much he can handle and how he does?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got to be smart about that. You know, I think if it's a 75-play game, 80-play game, you know, I don't think that's the amount of snaps he can play in the game. He hasn't played football in a long time. So just by the nature of coming back from being out for a while, I think we got to put a little pitch count on him. I'm not sure what that is yet, but we'll figure that out.
Can you give us a progress report on Foster?
You know, Arian is doing well. Relative to the injury that he has and the prognosis early on, I would say he's ahead of that. But again, like I always say to people, I reserve the right to change my mind. But as it stands today, I believe that he's really working hard to get back. He's a very hardworking guy right now in that training room. And, you know, I think he'll be back sooner rather than later relative to what the early prognosis was.
Bill?
No.
Regarding Clowney, aside from the physical side, do you feel very good about where he is mentally, having gotten into the playbook and ready
to
do everything you're
it's
asking?
A great question. I've always felt good about him mentally, you know, as far as the X's and O's. He's a very bright football player. You know, if you sit in, I kind of go around to the different position meetings, and when I sit in the linebacker meeting, you know, Mike, along, like the other coaches do, they fire questions at these guys. And when he fires questions at Jadavian, the guy knows the answers. And you know, in our defense, it's not always the easiest thing to pick that thing up, especially when you're not practicing. So clearly he has good football intelligence. And, you know, the game will be fast. We understand that. You know, he hasn't played in a while, but I think where he is X's and O's wise is good, in a good place.
Regarding Lonnie Ballantyne, he's had such limited field time in his 2 years just because of injuries. What did y'all see in the reasoning behind keeping him in the field?
Yeah, well, it was a tough decision. You know, Lonnie's a good guy. He's worked hard. He's had some unfortunate injuries. He's been hurt. You know, he's had muscle pulls. He's had a couple knee issues, nothing major, nothing that required surgery. But just, you know, he's been hurt, and we wanted to give him some more time, and that's what we decided to do. When he's been in there, he's done a good job, and that's what we saw, so we want to give him some more time.
Bill, you've had –
you know, eventually with all these guys, with everybody, not just Lonnie, but eventually every guy, eventually, I don't know what the timetable is on each individual guy, they got to do it on the field. You know, they got to do it on the field eventually, and so hopefully all these guys will do it sooner rather than later.
Bill, you've had two runs now with the 53-man roster to go through camp and kind of get your players. How much has this roster and team changed to kind of get it to where your vision is, your type of guys, since when you started?
I'll say this, Brian. I like our locker room. I think we've got a bunch of hardworking guys in there, competitive guys. We work very hard at practice. I know everybody does. I'm not saying we have the market cornered on hard work. I'm just saying that we demand a lot of these guys. They put the time in. They compete. They've done everything we've asked them to do. These 53, these 63 guys, you know, we've added a couple guys over the last couple days, but primarily the 53 to 60 guys that have been here, they've really worked hard. You know, I do like the chemistry of the locker room, but it's kind of like the answer I just gave over here. Eventually, you got to do it on the field. Until you do it on the field and win consistently, then it is what it is. But I do like where our team is right now.
You had these guys in your house this past weekend, speaking of A&M. What did you think about the bookends there?
The bookends, the book defensive. I don't know if I'm allowed to comment on those guys, Jason. I would love to. I'll say this. What a great, great crowd. I'll say this. I think I'm allowed to say this. It was a great win for Texas A&M. You know what I noticed, too, is what a great home crowd that is. And I told our team this morning, like, we have to really take advantage of our home crowd. We've got a great home crowd. You could see that with the A&M people here, and now with the Texans fans on Sunday. That's a great place to play football.
You've talked a lot in the past about the different skill sets your different running backs give you. What's the main difference in Jonathan Grimes and Chris Polk from your view?
Well, I think you got to take into account a lot of different things there. It's not only their backfield, what they do, their skill set in the backfield, it's special teams. You know, both these guys have really shown to us on special teams, whether it was coverage teams or return units, that they could help us. Grimes, he did it last year. Polk's done it since he's arrived here. Same with Blue. So we have some guys there that maybe have different skill sets in the backfield. Grimes being predominantly a third down back, I think Polk can do three down things. And I think Grimes and certain personnel groupings can play on first and second down. But they give us a lot on special teams, and that was a big part of the decision too.
But when you look at the Chiefs, they made a shift today where they're going to have Eric Fisher move to right tackle. How much do you have to, obviously it's a different side, different position, do you have to kind of go back and see if you can find some tape of him, and also with Donald Stevenson now moving to left?
Right, you're going to have to go back and try to, watch some games, watch some times when they've done that. It'll be hard to find because it hasn't happened a whole lot, but you're going to have to go back and try to find that. I will say this. This is a very potent offense that we're facing. You know, you've got guys like Jamal Charles, Jeremy Maclin, Kelsey, the tight end, Avant, returners in the return game, you know, Niles Davis and DeAnthony Thompson. I mean, these guys have speed. Obviously, I'm not even mentioning Alex Smith. Alex Smith is a really good quarterback, a mobile quarterback, a guy that can run. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and they've got big athletic offensive linemen. We got to study where they're at and try to do the best we can to combat that on Sunday.
And on the other side of the football, obviously they have a lead pass rushing tandem with Ali and Houston. Just in terms of getting those guys blocked, is that just one of the biggest priorities of this week?
Very difficult. As it relates to Tom Ali, I've called plays against him in the past, and it's not easy. It's not easy. We did it. We had a Monday night or a Sunday night game in New England where it was a tough night. I think we won the game, but it wasn't because Ali didn't pressure the quarterback. He was in there, and he's a very difficult assignment to block. And then the same can be said about Justin Houston. I mean, these guys are electric off the edge. They're athletic. They're tough. They're 3-4 outside backers that can play ends and sub packages. So a big, big challenge for us, for our tackles, for our tight ends, for our everybody. It's going to be a big challenge for our guys.
With guys who didn't play a ton in the preseason, like Watt, Joseph, guys like that, do you have to kind of ramp them up this week in practice, or have the practices the whole time kind of been substituting their game?
Yeah, I think our practices have been very intense, very competitive. And these guys know how to practice. You know, you're talking about guys that have played, 12 years, 10 years, 5 years, whatever it is, and they know how to play the game. They practice very hard. They take quality reps out there. So it's not a matter of ramping them up. They'll be ready to play on Sunday.
You talked about you weren't happy the way y'all ran the ball in preseason. What do you have to do now, since you ran more than any team in the league last year, to pick up where you left off? Where are you now?
Well, I think that we have to do a better job of everybody understanding the run. That goes from the quarterback to the line to the tight end and then obviously to the back. Everybody seeing the front through the same set of eyes. Quarterback getting us into the right play, linemen going to the right people, back taking the proper steps, making the right reads. I think it's a real team effort there. And when I said in the preseason that I wasn't thrilled, I don't know if I'm ever you're never satisfied with anything, John. You know, I think in the regular season it's a whole different ballgame. You know, there's a lot of different things that we're going to do, a lot of different things the Chiefs are going to do that no one's even seen in the preseason. So, you know, it's a matter of having a great week of practice. We have an extra day here today, and so hopefully we'll take advantage of that and have a good week.
You've worked with Hoyer and been a Hoyer fan for a few years now. Is he where you want him to be going into the season?
Brian has progressed every day. He's had a good – his last two or three weeks of camp have been very good. He's been accurate. He's been smart with the ball. He knows our offense. He's got leadership qualities that we like. Very, very hardworking guy. He's in here all the time. It's very important to him, and, that's who we're going with.